Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. We're talking this week about the acid test of discipleship. We were basing our meditation here this week on the test that Jesus spoke about in John 13, where he said, "By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples." By what? By this. This what? How will all men know that we are his disciples? Here it is. If ye have love one toward another. We also looked at a verse in Peter, 1 Peter, where he admonished us to love one another with a pure heart fervently. We've been looking at 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter in the Bible, for ways that we can put shoes on these words. What does it look like to love one another? Not just on Sunday, but every day of the week, when things go well and when things don't go well. How does that get walked out? How does that get lived out? What does it look like to love one another? Well, we stopped with verse 5 in 1 Corinthians 13. We'll pick up there again. Paul says here in verse 5, speaking about love and how it behaves, he says, "It is not easily provoked. It thinketh no evil." Love is not easily provoked. It is not rude. And it does not act in an unbecoming way. Love does not insist on its own rights or its own way. It is not touchy. It is not fretful or resentful. And love takes no account of the evil done to it. I tell you, just the things in that verse alone, folks, I tell you, oh, there is so much there. Love is not rude. And it doesn't act, does not act in an unbecoming way. But what happens? What happens in your life when someone says something unkindly to you, and maybe even in public? What is your response? Or maybe privately, or maybe on the phone, or you name it. Maybe something doesn't go your way, or something doesn't happen that doesn't meet your expectations. When someone makes a nasty comment to you about you, or about someone you love, how do you respond to that? Are you rude? Do you respond with a rude comment? But love doesn't do that. Love does not act in an unbecoming way. And it does not insist on its own rights or its own way. I'll tell you, those are amazing truths. How much do we insist on our own way and our own rights? Oh my. That's the test, folks. Do we really have Christ's love in our hearts? Or do we just look like a disciple of his? Love is not touchy. You know, I've met some folks that you really had to be careful what you said, you had to be careful what you did, or they could almost explode any minute. They were just really touchy people. You had to be very careful what you did and what you said. Is that really how you want to be known? You're really a touchy person. You've got to be so careful around them. Love doesn't behave that way. That's not love. Love isn't fretful. It's not resentful. And it takes no account of the evil done to it. Do you keep score? Do you keep score how many times people have wronged you? Maybe once a day, once a week, maybe twice a day, twice a week. If it happens twice in a day, oh, don't let it happen the third time. Oh, my, oh. But listen, Jesus said we're to give 70 times 7 over and over and over again. Love takes no account of the evil done to it. Love does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness. That's verse 6. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. In other words, love bears up under anything and everything that comes. It's ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes, love's hopes, are fadeless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. That's from the Amplified Bible. Quite an amazing commentary on real love, isn't it? Love bears up under anything and everything that comes. Listen, Christ did. I don't know of anyone who endured more hatred, just before he went to the cross. They spit upon him, they hit him, they cursed him, they mocked him. They did almost everything you can think of. And he opened not his mouth, never said a word, not a word in retaliation, not a word in bitterness or anger. Love bore up under all those things. He took it all. Love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. You know, someone has said that no one is rotten to the core. There's always a good spot in someone. And I think there's truth in that. Are you able to see the best in every person and find that spot of good in them? Or are you more quick to find their weaknesses and wrong points? Love's hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. Love endures everything without weakening. Verse 8 says, love never faileth. It never fades out. It never becomes outdated, and love will never come to an end, bless God. You know, prophecies will eventually be fulfilled and pass away. Tongues will cease, and knowledge will vanish away, but love will never, never end. What a blessing. Love will never end. Verse 9, our knowledge and our prophecy is incomplete and imperfect. But verse 10, when the complete and perfect is come, the incomplete and imperfect will vanish away or be superseded. I'm not sure that I understand all of that, other than to say that there are things that we do not understand fully and completely. And our knowledge and prophecy is not complete, nor is it perfect. But there's a day coming when our knowledge will be complete. It will be perfect. When we are privileged to meet one-to-one, face-to-face with Christ our Savior, our knowledge will be complete and perfect. Well, I think we'll stop there for today. Our time is about gone again. Pick up on this tomorrow in verse 11. And may God bless your day as you learn to walk in love as Christ would have us to love.